Okay, you're on.
I'm on. Okay. Good deal. Thank all of you for coming here. We thank you, Highline Missionary Baptist Church. Baptism is an extremely important adventure in each child of God's life. In Acts, the second chapter, Peter was preaching to a great assembly of people. There were people from all over the country there. They were in Jerusalem. And Peter tells every one of them, he said, all of you repent. And we know that that Israel had crucified the God of glory. And that was what we call a predetermined act. Jesus had to be crucified, or we would not have any way of salvation. Just exactly how much do you do to get to heaven? Zero. Jesus did it all. Acts 2:38 says, all of you repent. And then each one of you, singularly, that has repented, allow yourself to be baptized, and you will receive the free gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that is in covenant relationship in the New Testament church. Now, Jared, you can come on down here now. The Bible tells us that we need to follow our Lord in baptism. That's the first act that we can do after we've been saved. And we surrender ourselves to the discipline and the service in a New Testament church. Is that right? Amen?
Amen.
All right. I remember so many years ago when I baptized Rosie. And I baptized Raymond and Carol. And I was wearing these same clothes, by the way. These are my baptismal clothes from all of those years. And so I'm going to use the same clothes today because they worked. So why throw anything away that works still? And you can see now I'm a lot shorter than I was. People look at me and they say, hey, you're a lot shorter than you used to be. I'm old and shrunk up. But it don't matter. You know, I'm going to get a new body one of these days. We all get new bodies one of these days. Rosie is going to get her new body, and she's with the Lord right now already, isn't she? She's there. No pains, no aches, nothing. Period. All right. Now, Jared, did you ask the Lord to save your soul and forgive you your sins and repent of your sins?
Yes, I did.
You want to follow the Lord in baptism?
Yes, I did.
All right. Come right over here. We'll start doing that. Baptism, by the way, is a picture of what? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to sprinkle him with some water. I'm not going to get some water pour on him. That's not a burial, is it? All right, Jared. Put your hand up there. Like that. Now, on your profession of faith, and by the authority of Highline Missionary Baptist Church, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in baptism, and raised in newness of life. Amen. Do you have more things to say, people?
Thank you, guys, everybody, for being here.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. We ask you to bless this man and his wife and children as they try to serve you the best they can. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for the memories. As I am in this church, you have made my dreams come true. Pastoring this church at Highline and being here at Jezreel, where I saw this mission start. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us in this life. Forgive us for any failure and help us to glorify you with our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you, Jezreel, for allowing us to use these premises in this baptism.
Amen.
Baptismal font here.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn this off now.
Yep.